Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We are talking about the last days.
Be holy.
All right, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. You are splendid people, and I thank God for you because you are our listeners. Woo! Today is a wonderful day. Today is a wonderful day. Go and hug your children. Go and kiss them. Kiss your wife. Kiss your husband. Tell them that you love them because today is a wonderful day. You never know when the last day is going to be when you see them. You never know. So you better tell them now that you love him. Let him know that you love him. You know, every time I leave the house, I tell my son, I love you. And he, you know, he'll reluctantly say it back to me, you know, because he's, you know, he's growing up. So he'll tell me he loves me back. But I always want him to know that I do love him, right? So it's the same thing. When you have a chance, tell the people at the church you love them. When you have a chance, tell the people in your neighborhood that you love them. Let them know. Because everybody needs love, right? Everybody needs to hear that somebody loves them. You know, God loved us. God so loved the world that he gave. You know, so we all need to hear that somebody loves us one way or the other. And that's a good thing to hear. It's a good thing to hear. Just make sure you tell your children that you love them. Like I said, you just never know when the last day is going to be that you see them or that you hear from them or whatever. And they don't know when it's the last day that they're going to hear from you. But at least they heard you say, I love you every day. Every time they heard you say it, and you said it with a conviction, and you actually do love them. So again, let them know you love them. Hey, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share these links. Go over to Be Holy Broadcast at what is it called again? Be Holy Broadcast at podbean.com. Go over there and download the link. Share those links. Share them. Listen, we need some more listeners. I'm thanking God that you're listening. Thank God that you're listening. We had a few countries that were added to our listenership. I'm glad about that. It's not just the United States listening to us now. It's not just the United States. So I'm glad about it. All right. Now, we're going to talk about this last days thing. And y'all we're going to read these verses, right? And I want you to see if it sounds familiar to you. Let's just see if it sounds familiar to you, if you've seen this, so it doesn't sound like it's some kind of mysterious thing. Because when I read it, that's what I said. Now watch this. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. Talking about the dangers of the last days. The dangers of the last days. Why am I coughing? My throat's just dry. Listen, verse number 1. You should know this. And he's talking to Timothy. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days, there will be very difficult times. In the last days, there will be very difficult times. Sounds like today, doesn't it? I'm not saying today is the last day. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just listen to it and see if it sounds familiar to you. In the last days, there will be difficult times. How? Like what? Verse number 2. For people will only love themselves and their money. People will only love themselves and their money. That's a sign of the last days. These are dangers of the last days. Dangers of it. They will be boastful and proud. Scoffing at God, disobedient to parents, and ungrateful. You know, all that time and money that mom and dad put into them. They don't care nothing about that. They want to do their own thing. You know, mom and dad don't matter. They're old folk. They don't understand anything. They don't understand the new day. Ungrateful. They will be boastful and proud. Oh, didn't we just have a proud month last month? In June. Listen, he said it will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God. See, we are this, we are that. That's what we're, and it's not just the Pride Month. This is like every day of people. And I'm not talking about just homosexuals. I'm talking about all of us. Listen, we're scoffing at God. We're full of pride. And we're boastful and everything. And disobedient to our parents. And we're ungrateful. That's every day. That's a sign. That look, these are the dangers of the last days. Dangers. Danger. So when you see that boastful thing creep up in you, danger, danger. When you see that pride and proud look come upon, danger. When you think you're above everybody else, danger. When you're trying to scoff at God and see God, I did the opposite of what you said, danger, danger. Disobedient to parents. Parents don't know anything. Danger. There's danger in that. There's danger in it. I'm not saying you're going to agree with everything that they say. I'm not telling you that parents do everything right. But I'm telling you, you cannot be disobedient to your parents and think you're going to be successful. It won't work. Scoffing at God, danger. Ungrateful. You know, you feel like somebody owes you something. And you're not grateful that you have the things that you have. Danger. You know, like they were talking about certain people were, you know, in the United States, the 4th of July is the day of, you know, where we remember those who went before us. Right. And so people tend to stay, you know, talk down of that day of independence. You know, there are a lot of people who died about that. So you're ungrateful that they put the foot forward and died. You know how, you know, if you're not grateful for that, it's going to be kind of hard for you to be grateful that God took away your sins. Danger, danger. God took away your sins. What could you have done? You're just benefiting from him taking them away. Danger, because you are ungrateful. Danger. You think that you can be a good person on your own. Danger. Well, that's good. Here we go. Verse number 4. They will betray their friends. Danger. Be reckless. Danger. Be puffed up with pride and love the pleasures rather than God. Danger. They love pleasure rather than God. They'd rather do the wrong and love it because it feels good, as opposed to doing what God wants. And that's why I asked you the question the other day. Does your belief in God, you know, affect the way you live? Affect what you say? It says here, they will betray their friends. We see that all the time. You know, I saw it just on social media. Just because somebody voted Republican or Democrat, they became enemies. They were friends before they really zoned in on what the Democrat wanted and what the Republicans wanted and how they have opposing views on how to help the nation and how to grow the nation. Before they were just, you know, oh, you're a Republican, I'm a Democrat. But now it's a thing of, oh, you're a what? Oh, no. You turn your back on your friends, betray your friends, and or your friends trusted you with information and you knew better. You had a friendship. You had a friendship. And then you went and told somebody else. Your friends were trusting in you and trusting upon you that you were going to hold to your friendship. But then something happened to where you just you benefited from betraying them. That sounds like what they did to Jesus. He came to take away their sins, and then the one that was the one that was near him betrayed him. And then that led to his death. Man, even though it was planned already, right? But it was still, he had a part in it. And they'll betray their friends. They'll be reckless. They'll be puffed up with pride. They'll love pleasure rather than God. Verse number 5, they will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. They will act religious, but will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. That's what the Bible reads. It says, stay away from people like that. This was a letter that one of the preachers or one of the apostles sent Timothy, I guess, whoever it was a letter of somebody to somebody. And it says, man, they will act religious, but they will reject the power that could actually make them godly. Not make them God, but just godly. They would deny the power that would make them godly. Not suggest that they be godly, but that would make them godly. And only God can do that. So they will act religious, but reject God. Stay away from people like that. But you got to remember, too, that those people need to be saved, too. They still need to be saved, even though they're rejecting God and they're acting like they're religious. Just pay attention. Know how to pray for them. Know how to guide them back to the truth. Hopefully they can get back to the truth. Oh, man. Number 6, they are the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. You know, they take advantage of people. You know, it's really easy to if somebody feels that they're burdened down with sins, and you know, they can be fooled into something else, or talked into doing something else, or they can be controlled into something simply because they are vulnerable. Women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. See, these are the last days, and you have to be careful to whom you listen. It's really dark out there.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.